Shalom, everybody. At the end of our parsha, we hear about the mitzvah of tzitzis. Each four-cornered piece of clothing must have tzitzis, and those tzitzis must have tcheles. The Torah says in Perek Tetvav Pasuk Lamedtet, V'natnu al tzitzis hakanaf pesil tcheles. And in the next pasuk, the Torah tells us that looking at the tzitzis with the tcheles will serve as a constant reminder to stay close to Hashem. Ure'isem oso, uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem Elokechem. When you look at the tzitzis, you will remember all of the mitzvos of Hashem your God. And the question is, what exactly are we supposed to see in those tzitzis, in that tcheles? What are we supposed to think of? The Gemara in Chulin Dav Pei Tes Amud Aleph tells us, hatcheles dome layam. V'hayam doma l'rakia, v'rakia doma l'kisei hakavo. The color of the tcheles is similar to the color of the sea, and the color of the sea is similar to the color of the sky, and that color is similar to the color of God's throne, whatever that means exactly. So, when someone looks at their tzitzis, they will eventually be reminded of God himself and of their connection to his Torah and to the mitzvos. Ure'isem oso, uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem. However, we can ask a question on this pasuk and on that Gemara. Why didn't Hashem just tell us to make the tcheles in the same color, the same shade, as the Kisei HaKavod, as the heavenly throne? Why did Hashem tell us to make it similar to the sea, which is similar to the sky, which in turn is similar to the Kisei HaKavod? It seems very roundabout and maybe even risky, so to speak. Who's to say that we'll even make that connection? Why did Hashem choose to form the mitzvah in that way? This question is asked by Rav Moshe Feinstein. He died in 1986, and he asks it in his Sefer on the Chumash Drash Moshe, and he offers the following beautiful explanation, which teaches us a fundamental idea in Avodas Hashem. Rav Moshe says that Hashem formulated the mitzvah in this way, lehorot shetzarich lalechet b'madregot madregot, ad shemagia lekisei hakavod, velo berega echad, below amel viagia. Says Rav Moshe that Hashem is teaching us here that in order to get to the kisei hakavod, in order to get to ure'isem oso uzchartem es kol mitzvos Hashem Elokeichem, in order to grow in our avodas Hashem, we must know that our growth must come in stages, madregot, madregot, in steps and stages. It doesn't just come overnight, lo berega echad, and it doesn't come easily without investment on our part, without hard work on our part, below amel v'yagia. Says Rav Moshe, growing in our service of Hashem takes work, and it takes patience, and skipping steps in our avodas Hashem, looking for quick fixes, so to speak. Says Rav Moshe, it's counterproductive. That's the message of the tcheles. Step by step, first the ocean, then the sky, and then the Kisei HaKavod. Step by step, hard work. You need to make the connections. You need to think. You need to work hard and make those connections. And that's how Rav Moshe understands the message of the tzitzis and of the tcheles. And then Rav Moshe continues, and he says that this message is not only true on a personal level, but, says Rav Moshe, it's true from a national perspective as well. On a national level, we must also realize that we, as a nation, need to work hard. It's not easy. We need to be patient as a nation. But we believe and we know that we will get there slowly but surely. And Rav Moshe Feinstein says that perhaps that is the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshayahu in Perek Nun Bet, Pasuk Yud Bet, ki lo b'chipazon teitzeyu, says Rav Moshe that Yeshayahu Anavi is telling us, ki lo b'chipazon teitzeyu, B'nai Yisrael will not leave this galus quickly. Sometimes, under certain circumstances, in a certain scenario, yes, that could happen. But it is also possible, says Rav Moshe, that this is what Yeshayahu is telling us. We're not going to leave this galus quickly, but slowly. with hard work, step by step, and God willing, we will be zoche to work hard and to witness the geula, both personally and nationally. Have an amazing day, everyone.